The DX Audio Service. This is the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for April 1994. And I am Fred Bobby, sitting in the studios of Great Northern Broadcast Company at Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio 45802-5031, with your DX Audio Service, the Anniversary Edition. And we're going to have a lot of interesting material on this edition, including a look at the upcoming National Radio Club Convention being held on the East Coast of the United States over Labor Day weekend. But I do have to start out a little bit embarrassed, because in the last edition, I was supposed to give you the answer to our trivia question, as well as tell you who that lucky winner was. And, well, the duh drums got me again, so I forgot those, so we'll get them on this edition of the DX Audio Service, as well as a lot of interesting material. This is the Anniversary Edition, so you never quite know what's going to be coming up on this edition, but we do know that Jerry Starr with the AM Switch is coming up. Catchy segue, huh? And if you have some information you'd like to pass along to Jerry on station changes, perhaps a call letter change or two, just jot them on a card or a letter and send them to Jerry Starr, S-T-A-R-R, at WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512-1320. Now here's Jerry.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch, right out of the very pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Let's start with call letter changes on 590 KRSO, San Bernardino, California, becoming KHTX. On 780 KROW, Reno, Nevada, they're going to be changing calls to KKOH. 880 WBLU, Manita, Virginia, becomes WLQE. On 970 KQAQ, Austin, Minnesota, will be changing to KNFX. 1160 WTYN, Tryon, North Carolina, becomes WKJT. On 1190 KWMB, Wabasha, Minnesota, changing to KMFX. On 1230 WGGG Gainesville, Florida, that call's been around for a long time, they're changing it to WFTP. On 1270 WHYD Columbus, Georgia, becomes WTMQ. Briefly in Canada, on 1380 CHQM Vancouver, British Columbia, there's another long-standing call, they changed to CHMB. On 1360 KKNS Glendale, Arizona, becomes KGME. 1380 KASP in St. Louis, Missouri, one of the places where you can pretty much choose either a K or W call, they will be changing to WKBQ. Two changes on 1450 WWXL, Manchester, Kentucky, becomes WWLT. Also 1450 WIBM, Jackson, Michigan, changes to WCXI. There's a call that seems to just be making the rounds in Michigan. On 1520 WTCV, Greenup, Kentucky, is WLGC. And on 1600 WGIV, Charlotte, North Carolina, changing to WBAV. Under applications from existing facilities, normally these are just small technical changes, but there are some that are of interest to DXers this month. On 830 WWMO in Eden, North Carolina, would like to change their city of license to Jamestown, North Carolina. 1030 WYSL Avon, New York, applies to move to 1040 kilohertz. On 1130 KLEY in Wellington, Kansas, will go full-time if this is approved by adding a mighty night power of 1 watt. That's right, 1 watt. And on 1410 KFMS, North Las Vegas, Nevada, would like to move to 1400 kilohertz. Now, those are applications. Here are some grants. These have already been granted by the FCC. On 830 WCRN, the new station in Cherry Valley, Massachusetts, that is not yet on the air, is moving their city of license to Worcester, Massachusetts. The powers will be 7,000 day and 3,000 night. And on 1560 WMRO in Nashville, Tennessee, station that had been silent, they changed their city of license to Gallatin, Tennessee, as they returned to the air. Moving on to otherness, on 580 KSAZ, Marana, Arizona, this silent station has returned to the air. 680 and 690, it looks like that split frequency operation in suburban Detroit is now on the air. WNZK, licensed to Dearborn Heights, Michigan, now operating on 680 at night, 690 during the day. Also on 690 WPDQ, Jacksonville, Florida. This station, of course, is still silent, but when we were on vacation in Florida, we visited their nighttime transmitter site in Baldwin and noticed a huge stack of new tower sections piled up on the ground and a filled-to-overflowing dumpster next to their transmitter building. Lots of tracks in the muddy driveway indicate a lot of recent traffic here, so watch this frequency. Something is about to happen, it looks like. On 710 WEGG, Rose Hill, North Carolina, this silent station is back on the air. On 840 WLPY, Purcellville, Virginia, this was a construction permit for a new station that was never built. The FCC has canceled the construction permit, and that call letter has been deleted. Speaking of new stations, on 880 WPIP, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, we received several reports recently that this new station was on the air. However, while we were on vacation, we passed within 20 miles of Winston-Salem twice and couldn't hear anything on 880. It would be appreciated if someone in that area can tell us if, in fact, this station is actually now on the air. On 1150 WCEN, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, this station is silent. They lost their transmitter location, and while they're looking for a new transmitter site, their programming has been temporarily moved to WFYC, the 1280 station in Alma, Michigan. 1170 WKFL, Bushnell, Florida, this silent station is once again on the air. They are carrying programming from WTRR, the 1400 station in Sanford, Florida. That programming also is carried on WKIQ 1240 in Eustis, Florida. However, it appears WKIQ carries a separate morning show and then joins the other two for the rest of the day. 1180 KYET Williams, Arizona is silent. 1220 WMJK Kissimmee, Florida. This station is silent despite numerous billboards in the Orlando area urging you to tune to them for traveler's information. The station, every time we checked it, was silent. 1240 WWZQ, Aberdeen, Mississippi. This station is silent temporarily. On 1320 WAMR in Venice, Florida, no longer rebroadcasting WMYR 1410 in Fort Myers, Florida. They are originating all live local programming once again. 1330 WTRX Flint, Michigan. This silent station is on the air and carrying the programming of WMAX, the 1440 station in Bay City, Michigan. 1340 WLAV Grand Rapids, Michigan. This station is silent. 1390 WKHF in Avon Park, Florida. This silent station may be back on the air. We were in the general area of Avon Park and monitored a station on 1390 with country and western programming, but the live DJ at the top of the hour managed to give the weather forecast, although he mentioned no locations, promoted several baseball spring training broadcasts that would be coming up in the weeks ahead, and introduced a lot of records that he was about to play. The only thing he didn't do was give the top of the hour station ID, so we're not sure if that was WKHF, Avon Park, Florida. Again, we'd appreciate it if someone in that area can tell us whether or not that station is now on the air. 1450 KIOV Payette, Idaho. This silent station has returned, and also KMHT Marshall, Texas, once again back on the air. 1480 WDIX Yadkinville, North Carolina. A license for this long silent station has been canceled, and the call letter is deleted. 1520 WXYB Indian Rocks Beach, Florida. This silent station has returned to the air with ethnic programming. Most of the time we heard the station, they had programming in Greek. 1560 WMRO, Gallatin, Tennessee. We mentioned earlier this station has moved city of license and is now back on the air. And finally on 1570 WNNQ, Ashburn, Georgia, this station's license has been canceled. The call letter has been deleted, another station that has been silent for a long time. And finally also on 1570 KTAT, Frederick, Oklahoma, this silent station has returned to the air. And that'll do it for this month. We'll see you in about 30 days with more stuff from the broadcast band. Now let's send it down to sunny Florida. Here's John Bunker.
WFLA, this is Florida.
Well, thanks, Jerry. Hello again, everybody. This is the Travelogue, and let me tell you, this is the most loaded frequency we've come up with yet on our tour up the radio dial. You know, 1150 is kind of like 790 in that it's a regional channel in the midst of a bunch of clear channels. And that means there are lots of places in the United States where there are just no adjacent channel stations, and so you can plug one in at 1150 here and over there, too. So I count 44 stations now active at 1150 on the dial, which is kind of amusing because we have over 60 IDs on tape, some of them pretty good and some of them not pretty good. But that probably means somebody will be calling me next week with a list of stations I put on the tape that should belong on another frequency. And, of course, I'm kidding, yes. But anyway, since I don't see any way of finishing all the 1150 stations this month, at least maybe we should get started right off with one of the reasons, perhaps, that we have more IDs than there are stations on this channel. Boston alone accounts for five of them. Let's go. Here's what I mean. Let's start way back the year 1970 in the Hub City on the April 1994 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Boston WCOP. Broadcast service of Plow.
Hot afternoon, sometime in June, sitting on the front porch waiting on the moon.
Incorporated.
Talking to my neighbor next door, ain't never ever very much fun.
My wife likes that as much as any I have in the whole collection. Anyway, 1971, they had become this.
QE Boston.
Well, they run right over their own W, and that goes into NBC News, as you would expect on that frequency. You know, WBZ was NBC for many, many years, and then they shifted over to Westinghouse. By 1976, though, in Boston, 1150 had changed to this.
WACQ Boston, a broadcast service of Plow Incorporated. It's just about 6 o'clock.
And then Schenectady gave up this call for them.
AM Radio 1150 WSNY with Boston's best music, Tom Dunn, and Don't Let Me Be Lonely Tonight.
Kind of funny, too, because I used to go listen to 1240 in Schenectady, and every now and then they were overmodulated, too, just like that in Boston. Coincidence. Finally, in Boston, the 1510 frequency yielded this very famous call to the 1150 spot.
You're listening to New England's oldies station.
1150 WMEN.
Where the Bruins play.
1959.
We can do better.
You're listening to Boston's oldies station.
1150 WMEN, Boston.
All oldies, all the time.
1960.
Yeah, I think that's a little clearer. Camille Petracca caught this next Southern Connecticut station from her home near Hartford.
Connecticut's News Talk Station. This is 1150 AM WCNX Middletown. UPI Radio News, I'm Pat Mason.
And then as we go out the New York Thruway west of the Capital District, our radio again comes alive at 1150.
Total business and financial news. This is your information station, WRUN Utica, Rome. This is BRN News for Sunday, May 31st, 1992. I'm Clark Curtis. A midnight strike was averted, and AT&T...
Oh, I'm kind of glad to know AT&T is still in business. Of course, that goes back a few years, but what are you going to do about that? Let's go down into the Pocono Mountains. Ah, still kind of chilly up there, I imagine, in the Poconos right now in the Commonwealth. But this is what we would hear at 1150 on the dial, regardless. Ah, that's Buddy Clark's Linda. I know that because my wife's name is Linda.
From Lehighton, Pennsylvania, WYNS, top of the hour news.
And from news, from Lehighton, we have the opportunity of driving on the worst highways in the country. Interstate 80 through Pennsylvania wins national polls hands down, I can tell you. This is what John Malachy recorded for us at 1150 out toward Pittsburgh.
Always did like Junior Walker style. This is WKPA New Kensington, the Bob Liborio Show. Your Saturday morning listening habit.
Now, I have to interrupt. Listen, Bob Liborio Show, right?
Since the winter of 57.
Bob Liborio, Bob Liborio.
Well, I get up Saturday morning, turn on my radio. The dial is set already for the Bob Liborio Show. You play.
You know, the worst part of this is that those guys probably gave it to Bob as a gift, and he didn't know what to do with it, so he had to play it. Oh, I don't know. Bob Liborio Show, WKPA.
Now, some of you may have met Dave Schmidt of the National Radio Club. Dave is a contract engineer, of course, of every radio station in three states. Operates out of his home in Delaware. He may even be the contract engineer on this station. I don't know for sure.
1150 WDL, Dionne Warwick, you'll never get to heaven. Checks in the Mail sweepstakes contest, another number coming up at 1020 with Larry Michaels this morning. CNN Network News is next, brought to you by Penny Hill Flower Shop and Greenhouses. Keeping you up to date with CNN Network News every hour, 24 hours a day. We're 1150 AM, WDEL, Wilmington. 79 and hazy sunshine at 9 o'clock.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Anna Hovind. Search teams are battling tough jungle underbrush and bad weather as they scour the debris from an Airlotta jet that crashed early today.
Oh, boy. You know, from the land of the DuPonts southward to the suburbs of our nation's capital, one used to hear this station at 1150.
WHMC, Gaithersburg, the Orioles baseball station.
WHMC time, it's 8 o'clock. WHMC temperature, 52 degrees.
You can tell from the deteriorated tape, that's an oldie. It really is. They changed to one of the narrowest formats in the United States shortly after that.
All Comedy Radio. WJRK. 1150 AM.
You know, to the best of my knowledge, WJOK was the first one to go with the all-comedy format in the whole country. And it took about a year to find out why others hadn't tried it before them. Oh, dear. In any event, here's more likely what you'll hear as you listen to 1150 around the Capital District today.
And good investing.
WPGC AM, Morningside, Washington, D.C., simulcast on WMET in Gaithersburg. News from around the world is next, followed by real estate. Practically speaking, it's 2 o'clock.
PGC is a biggie in Morningside, just outside the district, and they don't get up into the Gaithersburg area, so that's a nice wedding of stations. But WMET does have its own programs. Listen to this.
The songs you like best, and the news you need on the Metro Station. WMET, Gaithersburg.
An earthquake rocked Southern California just over an hour ago.
Suddenly, I heard a growling.
Oh, boy. From 1988, that was, by the way. Let's go down into the valleys, the Shenandoah Valley, in fact, well into the Commonwealth of Virginia.
One of his new songs with us that he's going to be putting on his new album.
They have TV down there, don't they? Hear the whistle?
It's going to go all the way to the top of the Dove Awards come next year. This is the Valley's official praise and worship station, WNLR, Churchville, Stanton.
Hi, I'm Ralph Martin.
Hi.
We're going to be speaking today about something that unfortunately we all know a little bit about through personal experience. Discontent.
Oh, yes. Well, the breeze there a man with soul soda. From the hills of the north to the beginnings of the flatlands of the south, here's what we call an IDO, ID only.
WBAG, AM and FM, Burlington and Graham, North Carolina.
Kind of burst on us there, didn't it? And further into Dixie.
News on the hour, every hour, on your first information source, WGBR, Goldsboro's Dairy.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton. President Clinton is giving no clues this morning as to where he'll look for a new attorney general.
Oh, remember that. I bet you do. Now, just a little bit south of North Carolina, the unlikely town of Rock Hill.
WHBN Charlotte's WAVO Rock Hill.
Yeah, we were tuned to 1150, so that was the Rock Hill.
ABC News, I'm Sean Grimes. The State Department will carry out its own investigation into last week's orders for a search of embassy files in London and Oslo for information about Democrat Bill Clinton.
The candidate, I should add, Bill Clinton. One of these days, I'm going to go down the main street of Orangeburg.
Radio,
Oh, boy, that's all I can take of that kind of thing. Orangeburg, South Carolina. It's just off all the main routes that I ever get onto. But the city of Seneca, now that's a different story.
Thank you.
This is WBFM, WSNW, Seneca, South Carolina. It's 8 o'clock.
San Francisco police chief gets the boot. Decision due in Los Angeles on retrial of Maine Rodney King beater. World's biggest development company files bankruptcy papers.
And the recession is over. General Grant, you know, beat us to it a few years ago, but here's the results of Bowker's march through Georgia. What do you say we start in Valdosta?
Sunshine, 1150 WJEM, Valdosta.
Word of God, brothers and sisters, is all you need.
Dr. Tony Evans explains how Scripture equips us to deal with life, no matter what kind of life we lead.
You must go to work. For the...
Let me go a short distance across the state to Fort Valley, Georgia.
Hit control till 12 with your favorite gospel music. Stay with the spotlights up next. It's 9 a.m.
The best in urban gospel is right here every day on WXKO Fort Valley, Warner Robins, Macon.
Georgia is the gateway to paradise. Don't you forget it, the Sunshine State. And when you drive down the coast from St. Augustine to Daytona Beach with your radio set to 1150, you might not want to listen to this program all day long, but you sure can hear WNDB all the way down.
Now, Dr. Charles Stein, who's a gynecologist to be along, will talk about laparoscopic hysterectomy and more.
Sounds good to me.
It's 9 o'clock at WNDB.
Nice jingle.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. Will the United States normalize relations with Vietnam? The Los Angeles Times says President Bush could announce steps...
That was recorded, by the way, back in 1992. Some things just never change, do they? Well, it's time to come home now to the Bay Area, Temple Terrace, Florida. It's only about 18 miles from where I'm sitting. It's an eastern suburb of Tampa. And their call letters, WTMP, really identify them with the city of Temple Terrace, not Tampa, as you might have thought. Kind of neat, huh? Of course, they take advantage of it.
Celebrating 37 years of service to Tampa Bay, Saturday, December 7th.
WTMP, Temple Terrace, Tampa, St. Petersburg.
Yeah, well, that's... This is home? Are you sure? That's my kind of music. Nah, not really. Well, amazingly enough, that just about brings us to the end of our time slot here, and it leaves me at home. I couldn't do much better than that. We'll continue with 1150 and the May edition, of course, but I do have enough time to ask for your help on this. 7 years ago, I played the same ID on the same program, and I got no responses. I want you to hear WBQF in Farmington. And if you wonder what I really just said, I'm not sure either. What do you hear from this ID? You ready? Listen.
WBQF, Farmington.
You know, 7 years ago, son John and I put that on an 1150 tape, and neither of us knew what it was then, I don't think either. Do we, John? I can't tell. If anybody knows what that station is, do let me know, please. And, oh, I say, I hope you're starting to lay plans to join Bruce Conti and all the gang of the National Radio Club and the DX Audio Service in Nashua, New Hampshire over the Labor Day weekend. I'll keep plugging away at it, and you keep making plans to get up there. You know, bus fares are getting really down, so they're very reasonable these days if you can't bum a ride with somebody. And you can always share a room. Heck, you know, 28 guys in a room, there's nothing wrong with that. Speaking with nothing wrong with that, here's Jim Snowbargers.
Hey, gather around, you DX nuts. It's time for another edition of the column we call... I'm Jim Snowbarker, your host this time every month, and as you know, this is the column that lets you take a look up
as well as down.
Our beloved AM radio band is seen from various listening points around the country. This time it's TJ's turn. We're taking a look at Northern Illinois by day. Tom Jackson on this month's band scan from your DXAS.
All right, hello there, DXers everywhere. This is Tom Jackson, old TJ from Sycamore, Illinois.
Hey, Tom, welcome to the program. Now, what kind of radio are you listening on?
I'm using a DX440, Radio Shack DX440, with one of those cheap antenna kits, those wire 50-foot wire antenna kits. This is what I hear during the daytime.
All right, Northern Illinois by day. Let's go for it.
Turning on the DX440, we start off with 540 WYLO.
They want to reach the
Jackson, Wisconsin.
And they're not afraid to take risks to get the gospel into the country.
Religious format.
That's a U4, 400 watts day and night.
Push the button again on the 440 and we get KSD AM, St. Louis.
60-70% on some of the best names in the business. Here's why.
That splatter you hear is from 560 WIND Chicago.
Yeah, Tom, WIND makes it out here to Iowa as well. You've got a good antenna.
Push the button again, and we get WILL Urbana.
We've skipped a 580 here. 5,000 watt station.
Public radio.
And then the second issue is that.
Then at, what's the frequency here, 590. WILL was 580. 590 is WKZO, Kalamazoo, Michigan.
A U2 antenna pattern, 5,000 watts by day.
Time for a...
That splatter you hear is from...
Commercial.
600 WMT, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Yeah, hey, that's one of my stations.
You know the streets are filled with pipe.
Push the button again. During the day, I get WTMJ, Milwaukee.
Skip to 620 here.
America's favorite Christmas concert is coming to Milwaukee.
They get out all over the place. 5,000 watts.
And on good days, just turning the dial here so I won't skip stations, I get 630 KXOK in St. Louis, which is not coming in too good right now.
Must not be a good day, huh?
Push the button again. I get 670 WMAQ Chicago.
The Kennedy or Metra.
Have you taken the first step?
You know that's
going to
come in good out there about 50 miles west of Chicago, don't you?
Turning the dial, 690 WXOL Oshkosh, Wisconsin. At night, I get a French-Canadian station in there.
Tom, that's only 250 watts directional by day.
Then, when things go right, during the day, I can get WLW Cincinnati. Not good, but I can get it. Then WGN Radio, 720. WLW, as you know, is 700. WGN, 720.
A network of providers that meet very high standards. In the private sector, we've really done a phenomenal job.
Then I get WNDZ at 750. That's in Portage, Indiana.
They're directional by day, running 2,500 watts.
Turning the dial again, I get WBBM News Radio 78.
50 participating restaurants in Chicago and suburbs, like Nick's Fish Market, Rosebud on Rush, Gibson's, and more. Pay for your meal as you always do with your own credit card. There are no coupons or...
Then, KXIC, Iowa City, I believe it's what it's, the call letters are.
That's right.
At 800.
That's a 1,000-watt direction.
Not too good, but I can pick it up.
That's quite a ways away, though.
Then, WSCR, The Score, 820 AM.
Study conducted among business users and based on 1,956 respondents.
That's a 5,000-watt signal.
Watch out for that car, Doug! Oh, Doug!
September 1st.
Okay. WAIT, 850 AM, Crystal Lake, Illinois.
That's a 2,500-watt signal.
860 WNOV, Milwaukee.
That's U1, 250 watts.
Turning the dial again, WLS, 890.
villain-making attempts of Mrs. Clinton aimed at the insurance company.
Talk format, as you guys know.
Continue.
Turning the dial again. KUSI, I believe it is.
Tom, that's WSUI.
Iowa City.
Right, it's the University of Iowa NPR station. 5,000 watts.
Turning the dial again. On good days, I can get WOKY Milwaukee.
But
this isn't a good day. It was 9:20. At 9:30, WAUR Aurora. Sandwich Aurora. That's what they say they serve there.
Tom, that's a U4 2,500 watts, 2,200 at night.
The biggest tailgate party.
Then WFAW. Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. That's 9:40.
A U4 500 watts.
Turning the dial again. WJPC, rap radio. Ick, I hate that. Anyway, that's 9:50.
1,000 watts from Chicago.
960. It's a station in Moline, Illinois, I get. WDLM, I believe it is. 970, WHA, Madison, Wisconsin.
That's a 5,000-watt non-directional NPR station from the University of Wisconsin.
And WIPY, Danville, Illinois. Then I get when... There's a split as a station in Kitcock, Iowa at 990, but the splatter from WLUP messes that up.
You have a lot of alarm.
So then I get 1,000, WLUP, Chicago.
It's not that loud there.
They call themselves WMVP, too. I don't understand that. Maybe you can explain that to me.
Well, I think the call is officially WMVP, finally.
It's a sports station.
Yeah, I liked it better when it was talk.
The next is WPEO Peoria, 1020. At night I get KDKA, Pittsburgh.
That Peoria station is a 1,000-watt daytime.
That's a religious station. Then I get WNVR, Vernon Hills, Illinois, 1030. That's an ethnic Polish broadcasting. At 1040 on a good day I get WHO, Des Moines, Iowa. And there it is.
Don't you wish something? We're guaranteed to take
1050. WLIP, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Our extended forecast Thursday through Saturday.
Kenosha is not too far north of Chicago, but it's a 250-watt station, non-directional.
Good. Highs in the mid-40s Thursday.
Then I get WRHL, Rochelle, Illinois, mixed in with WHFB, Benton Harbor, Michigan. That's at 1060. 1070, WTSO, Madison, Wisconsin.
To honor our
that's a 10,000-watt station up in Madison, on 1070.
Okay, now going back to the telephones.
Well, Tom, old buddy, looks like the old clock on the wall has just chopped you and me off. Kind of the Bobbitt syndrome sitting in here on the DXAS. Well, what are you going to do? Well, we'll continue it another time. That's what we'll do. Thanks for sending that in, Tom. It was great fun, and we're going to get back to it. By the way, friendly listener, if you would like to send a tape in as well, I would love to hear from you. It's a lot of fun to get these from around the country and distribute them here on the column. And if you're doing that, make a tape kind of like Tom did. A technical note, if it's possible for you to do this, it's really handy if you can put your voice in one stereo channel and the radio in the other. That gives me the most editing flexibility, and then I have more fun. And when I have more fun, you do too. So send your tapes to me, Jim Snowbarger, at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. See you next month.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, the station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, I was thinking something along the line of a contest or something that would be like the amount of fines on the Infinity stations that air Howard Stern times the number of Limbaugh affiliates plus the number of stations that don't ID minus the square root of stations that give their FM ID on the AM station, cosine the number of stations that John Bowker still doesn't have on the travelogue, divided by the number of stations that Jerry Starr wishes would just burn to the ground because they're toilets or they won't give any information for the AM switch or something like that. Oh, come on, you're not recording this, are you?
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area in voluntary cooperation with the FCC
and other authorities
have developed a system to keep you informed
in the event of an emergency.
If this had been an actual emergency, you would have been instructed where to tune in your area.
Somebody always finds the outtakes, don't they? Makes me want to say WNBC. No, it makes me want to say the National Radio Club Convention is going to be held over Labor Day weekend, September 2nd through the 5th, in Nashua, New Hampshire. Now, there's all kinds of different things going on in Nashua for the convention. The scheduled convention activities will include radio station tours, a group tour of the Anheuser-Busch Brewery, so Phil Wayne should be there with his bib on, and the Clydesdale Hamlet, technical seminars, and, of course, the annual banquet and auction. Don't forget to bring items to donate to the auction and support the National Radio Club. Now, as far as convention hotel reservations go, here is the scoop. The convention will be held at the Ramada Hotel at Merrimack, New Hampshire. The hotel is located at Exit 11 of the F.E. Everett Turnpike, just north of downtown Nashua. The hotel features the Sporting Club restaurant and lounge for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with room service also available. For exercise, try the indoor swimming pool or take a quiet walk along the trails in the Merrimack Forest. The entire hotel is handicap accessible. A block of 50 rooms is being set aside at special rates of $45 single, $45 double, and $55 for triple or quad, not including the 8% tax. Rates and rooms are guaranteed available until August the 26th. The hotel is now accepting reservations at the following telephone number, 1-800-922-3477. That's 1-800-922-3477 or area code 603-424-6181. That's area code 603-424-6181. Now be sure to mention the National Radio Club Convention for those special rates. Now, as far as transportation goes, air service is available from two convenient points, nearby Manchester Airport and Boston's Logan International Airport, 1 hour's drive away via U.S. Route 3. The hotel offers complimentary van service to and from Manchester Airport, Monday through Friday only, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Again, listen carefully, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 10 p.m., and you also have to give them 48 hours notice. Several independent shuttle services operate to and from Manchester Logan and Boston Samtrak Station. Make reservations directly with one of the following or consult your travel agent. Logan Hourly Service is available from M&L Transportation at area code 617-665-7791. For Manchester, Logan and Amtrak, Minuteman Airport Service is available at area code 508-649-9829. For Logan Airporter Service, contact Hudson Bus Lines at area code 603-883-4807. Individuals are responsible for their own room reservations and transportation to and from the hotel. The National Radio Club will not be involved in room sharing and airport transportation arrangements. Now, as far as the convention registration goes, A registration fee of $40 per person, which includes the banquet, is payable in advance. Children 12 and under are only $16. Checks may be payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and sent to National Radio Club Convention, care of Bruce Conti, C-O-N-T-I, at 46 Ridgefield, R-I-D-G-E-F-I-E-L-D, Drive, Nashua, New Hampshire. Nashua is spelled N-A-S-H-U-A. And the zip code is 03062-1174. That's Bruce Conti, 46 Ridgefield Drive, Nashua, New Hampshire, 03062-1174 before August 26. Please register before August the 26th to ensure seating for the banquet. Please specify whether you prefer chicken or beef. For further information, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Bruce Conti at 46 Ridgefield Drive, Nashua, New Hampshire, 03062-1174. And, of course, Bruce says he hopes to see you at the 1994 National Radio Club Convention, September 2nd through the 5th. It's time now for Musings from Members.
Greetings, audio service members. Marty Rimpaugh here. It's the 25th of February, and we have a possible format change in the works. I hear 1140 KRAK in Sacramento is going news talk next month. But in the meantime, I've discovered that the AM and the FM are now simulcasting, and regarding the FM, they have switched frequencies with a station called KNCI, I believe the call is. KNCI used to be at 98.5, but now KNCI is where KRAK-FM used to be at 105.1, and KRAK has moved to 98.5. So those two FM stations that were and are still country have switched frequencies on the FM. And Crack AM and FM are now simulcasting. They're calling it the new hot 98.5 KRAK. And they're very sloppy with the AM ID. They just run it over the FM programming. They don't seem to care. It's still real country, 1140 KRAK Sacramento. So they just run the AM ID and act like the AM doesn't exist. They have changed their call letters as of midnight this morning. They are now KHTK, Hot Talk, and they have Don Imus in the morning, and they're now talking with Jenny Norrell, who is the board operator at KRAK, or KHTK. I keep wanting to call it KRAK because they were that for 31 years. I tried to tape some of the country farewell festivities on Friday afternoon, but the RFI that I've experienced made it kind of difficult. So, I just wanted to let you know, KRAK Sacramento 1140 is now KHTK Hot Talk.
Mark Marino here from near Chicago, Illinois. And I've just heard that XEKAM 950 in Tijuana, Mexico has returned to the air, and it's broadcasting a Mexican satellite format called Radio Informa, or Radio Informa. So I thought maybe a few folks out there would want to know about that. I wish you're interested in wanting to know something and had heard nothing. And they've been off completely silent for almost 2 years. And I believe that they've returned to the air about a week or two ago. That's XEKAM in Tijuana.
Good afternoon, Fred. This is Bob Gagnon calling from Watertown, Massachusetts, reporting on March 3rd, 1994. It's about 10 after 6 o'clock, and I'd like to report on a new station up in Brewer and Bangor, Maine, WQCB AM, which was WSPT, which was the sports, which had gone off the air, is now simulcasting with Q106.5, and they're and their call hours are WQCB AM 1510, as well as 106.5 FM. They're a simulcast station now.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami with a follow-up to the question of mine that appeared on the March DX audio service. I have noticed that many stations in AM Switch apply for a change of city of license before they even come on the air. Often this seems to be from a small town to a larger city, such as Cherry Valley, Massachusetts, to Worcester. I would like to know, is this a case of a station applying to the FCC for a license in a town that has no station in hopes that they'll get the license, and then after they've got the license, applying to move to a bigger city where they think they'll get more money and more advertising? Does it mean that they're actually going to move the equipment from their original site or just the city they use in the ID? This seems very deceitful and very fraudulent if my interpretation is correct, and I wonder what the FCC is doing anyway. John, Fred, Jerry, somebody, help me out with this one. And Fred, I love your rap at the beginning of Side 2.
Thanks, Tim. We'll have an answer to your question on Side 2.